You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we'll pick up on the exchanges that have been taking place between Pakistan and India. And we're joined on the line by Khalid Rahman from the Institute for Policy Study, who speaks to us live from Pakistan. Brother Khalid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam.
We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us on Radio Islam International. Well, the latest developments, we see that the surgical strike by India last week has been met with a denial on Pakistan's side. What really happened?
The Pakistani position is, and that has been proved by many, from many corners, that there hasn't been any surgical strike kind of thing took place. And there are United Nations observers who are placed both in the Pakistani-administered or Azad Kashmir and the Indian-administered or the occupied Kashmir. And the United Nations observers have also confirmed that they have not come into any kind of evidence which could be called as a surgical strike. In fact, going beyond that, they have said that they haven't heard any firing sound or any kind of action. So what is generally believed, I think, not only in Pakistan, but among the informed circles throughout the world, I'm not talking of the common men who may not be aware of the deep-rooted issues, but as far as the informed circles are concerned, I think all of them, they now can identify that this was something done in order to satisfy the very charged public opinion in India, which was in fact charged through the media hype as well as the statements of the Indian leadership.
Yes.
The day before yesterday, Pakistani Armed Forces Media Management Institution, ISPR, they took the international journalists to the to all the spots which were being named by the Indian media as well as Indian government that the surgical strike took place on all those points. And I think the international media that accompanied the ISPR delegation, I mean, they also could not find anything on ground.
Now, we are seeing a lot of rhetoric and tension from both sides. Are we moving closer to a new conflict?
I think the conflict is quite old. And as, again, those who are decision makers in different parts of the world, they know, and Pakistan's position has been very clear in this regard, that the real conflict is related to the final solution of the Kashmiris' right of self-determination. Since that is not happening, and India was facing a great difficulty in explaining to the world that what is happening in Kashmir, because since last now almost 3 months, there has been curfew, there has been killings, almost 100 people have been killed, there has been injuries to almost 10,000 people. And in spite of curfew, people are coming on the streets almost on daily basis. The Friday prayer was not allowed during these 3 months. The even at some places, the Eid al-Zuha prayer could not be offered, and the sacrificial worship could not take place. So it was a pressure on Indian leadership how to explain while it calls itself the largest democracy in the world. So in order to change the discourse and to deviate the attention from that particular situation, they created a drama, and they are continuing with that drama in order to, in fact, deceive the public opinion all over the world. So I think the conflict is there, and there are causes for that conflict. And one cannot expect that until those two causes are settled, there would be any solution to this situation.
Now, we also understand that Pakistan banned Bollywood movies. The Islamic ruling in this regard is obviously clear to our listeners, but how does this factor into the conflict?
I think Pakistan has not officially banned these movies. They are still being presented here in different media channels. But of course, there is a public response, and that response is in a way a counter to the moves that have been done in India by certain groups. And of course, it is believed that those groups have a blessing of the Indian government also, because whatever is the hype is being created, it is believed that this hype is basically sponsored by the Indian government. So I think as far as movies are concerned, that doesn't form a major part of this whole conflict. In this age of media, banning certain movies or not banning certain movies, in fact, that doesn't make any difference.
Now, who stands to gain from a Pakistan-India war?
I don't think war between the two countries is an option. In their hearts, the Indians know very well that they can speak loudly, they can create a situation like this, a hype all over the world. But as far as war is concerned, that is not an option. Had it been an option, there have been certain occasions in the past also where India tried it. But knowing that Pakistan is very well prepared to counter any attack, they have not certainly taken any such initiative in the recent past, and of course I don't see any such chances. Although they can create a situation by violating the international laws, by violating the ceasefire between the two countries. But I think an important point in this regard is the way the world, the whole world, and the governments in the world have behaved. This situation has also once again exposed the double standards that are being followed in these kind of affairs by the great powers in this world.
We always appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Brother Khalid. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us on this really pertinent topic.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Khalid Rahman speaking to us about the situation in India and Pakistan.